Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. You might have heard this phrase before. There's an app for that. Well, if you go to shop on the Apple App Store in China and want an iPhone app for NDTV and iSun affairs, there is not an app for them, but there used to be. NDTV is a Chinese news organization based in New York, and iSun Affairs is a weekly from Hong Kong. Apple removed them from their app store in China. There's also an app about democracy in Tibet from a bookstore that was overseas. That was removed as well. What was the problem? Illegal content. What's going on? Well, Falun Gong practitioners established NDTV, and there is Chinese language news on NDTV, which is uncensored. What about iSun Affairs? Gee, I wonder if the 2012 magazine issue that showed the self-emulation of a man on its cover and reported on the self-emulation of Tibetans had anything to do with it. These are just a few examples of the censorship that the Chinese government is practicing in their attempt to control what their people read and learn about. The Center for International Media Assistance recently put out a report that is titled "The Long Shadow of Chinese Censorship: How the Communist Party's Media Restrictions Affect News Outlets Around the World." It is chilling. The Chinese censorship is strategic, insidious, and highly disturbing. Here's another example. Visas for foreign journalists are denied or delayed. Longtime Reuters reporter Paul Mooney was recently rejected for a resident journalist visa. What did he do wrong? Reported on abuses of human rights in China. Never mind that he's been in Beijing for more than 15 years. There is self-censorship in Hong Kong. In 2009, in Taiwan, a Dalai Lama documentary was aired on a television network. Nothing unusual here, right? Except that there was allegedly a request by executives to have it aired by 6 a.m. at the latest. Gee, if I was suspicious, I might think that they didn't want it to be seen by many people. Let's not forget about cyber attacks. The Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, and the New York Times have been victims of cyber attacks. Who did it? Chinese hackers. These groups are poisonous, according to the Chinese Communist Party. Proponents of Taiwanese independence, people who practice Falun Gong, Chinese democracy activists, Uyghurs, and Tibetans. And it has been alleged recently that Bloomberg News didn't run an article that would have been critical of China, in particular, financial ties between a rich guy in China and top Chinese leaders' families. The editor denied the story had been killed, but compared the situation to reporting in Nazi-era Germany. Nazi-era Germany? You know, better to keep your reporters in there by not upsetting the regime so much so that you can tell the world what is going on. But just comparing present-day China to Nazi-era Germany is explosive. Is that comparison valid? Or is it hyperbole? Or is it a warning? Thanks for listening, and be sure to check out my latest book, The Underdog in American Politics. It's now an audiobook. Check out my website, carltroutman.com, for how to get it. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in Room 33.